I'd like to thank you for coming out. Today is the Medina Township Trustees Special Meeting. The date is December 28th of 2022. The time is 3:28 p.m. Can I have a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
Today's meeting, we're going to discuss purchase orders to start with. And what I would like to do is to begin by rescinding a previously passed purchase order for $100,000. The date was 12/22, department was police. The description was opt-out, and the amount was $100,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Okay, I would like to rescind a purchase order request. Date is 12/22/2022. Department is all. This vendor is the Otarma, and the amount was $83,824.
Second.
Reason this is being rescinded is we are breaking it out into departments. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I would like to rescind, this is a purchase order request. We're going to rescind this request dated 12/22/2022. Department was police. This was for HSA contributions. The amount was $75,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Okay. What I'd like to do is present, move to approve the road department's estimated purchase orders. It's a list of the purchase orders and blanket certificates presented by the road department. Make a motion to approve the list as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye. Did you say the amount?
Should I alter that and give the amount of this?
Yeah, I think you need to identify a little bit better than that.
The road department, I'd like to describe the amount of the money and for the road department estimated purchase orders. And this is for our temporary budget. The dollar amount was $507,850. And it is intended to make us through first 3 months of our new year. I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order and certificate list provided from the police department for 2023, similar to the roads and bridges. Can I have a second on a motion?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion is this item, similar to the roads and bridges we just completed, provides a breakdown of the different vendors as requested by our fiscal officer. The total of this group of purchase orders and blanket certificates is $951,500. And it is broke down by vendor, broke down by line item, and can I have a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Okay. I have in front of me is a contract resolution. This was previously approved at the 12/22 meeting. It is for the Lampier's 2025 contract. And we just need to designate a signer for this contract. And I would recommend that we designate Denny Miller to sign both the 2025 and the 2023-24 contracts.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Denny will be up here shortly. All right. We already rescinded the previous budget, correct? So I would like to approve, make a budget, temporary budget resolution. I move to adopt resolution number.
You want to rescind the other one first?
I thought we did that. No, we did not. Thank you. I would move to rescind resolution number 12222022-081, which was the 2023 temporary budget voted 12/22 of 2022.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
With that rescinded, I would like to move to approve, adopt resolution number 12282022-083 to approve submission of the 2023 Medina Township temporary budget worksheet and present this 12-page document by reference.
Second. In discussion, do we have to say the amount?
You can say that to identify it if you wish. Yeah,
identify $4,208,000.
The total amount for this resolution would be $4,208,239.17. Do our roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Done the blanket certificates for the PD and the roads and bridges. I would like to move to approve a purchase order request dated 12/28/2022. The department, admin, police, fire, roads and bridges. Vendor information, this is for Otarma. We had previously approved the total for this amount. However, it was requested that we submit it in departmental breakdown. So we have.
Second.
Mr. Eastwood?
We're still in discussions, right? I think. So in the process, we have. We have property and liability insurance for each department. And I will read for the purpose of this document what those are for the different departments. Admin, we have $3,018 for property, $19,279.50 for liability. I want to make sure these are running right. It's not part of that. All right, roads and bridges. I The property is $15,507.50. Liability of $6,203. Police, property of $5,030. Liability of $8,382. And fire, property of $18,944, liability of $7,460.
Second, what number did you read for police liability?
$6,203. Does that match up with what you're looking at?
Maybe I'm saying the wrong thing.
$5,030, and then you hit
8382. Okay.
Yes.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Now we have a large list of purchase order requests. These are for HSA contributions for 2023, broken down by department and by the vendor. I'll start off. Move to approve a purchase order request dated 12/28 of 2022. Department is admin. The vendor is First National Bank. The amount is $12,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Dated also, Doug.
Thank you. I would move to approve a purchase order requisition dated 12/28 of 2022. This is for the admin. Vendor's name is PSE Credit Union. The amount is $21,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I apologize for the time it's going to take. Move to approve purchase order requisition dated 12/28 of 2022. This is for roads and bridges. The vendor is PSE Credit Union. It's for HSA payments. The amount is $3,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Move to approve a purchase order requisition dated 12/28 for roads and bridges. The vendor is Key Bank. The dollar amount is $9,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Move to approve purchase order requisition dated 12/28 of 2022 for roads and bridges. Vendor First National Bank. It's for HSA payments. The amount is $12,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Move to approve a purchase order requisition dated 12/28 of 2022. This is for the police. Vendor information is First National Bank for HSA payments. The amount is $27,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Like to move to approve a purchase order requisition dated 12/28 of 2022. Department is the police. The vendor is PSE Credit Union. The amount is $12,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Just as an order of business, all the HSA payments we just went through, I did comment that those were for HSA payments. I didn't get lost in the numbers, did I? Okay. The only thing I don't have currently is the admin purchase orders. That was something Nick told me we didn't have to worry about. Are you familiar? Were you there when he said that to me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if we need to do something different, we can fall back and put something together. Right now, I'm going on his word that was it. I do have a mixture of things here I can put together, but preferably not right now. The last meeting, we approved 2022 opt-outs for four officers. The names of the officers were Lieutenant Zaja for the amount of $6,411.33. Officer Ventura for the amount of $6,411.33. Officer McClowry for a dollar amount of $315.90. Officer Clark for a total of $1,731.17. These amounts were approved and written. I have asked for a time when they would be paid, and I'm expecting to hear something better soon. I do not know when you're gonna get your checks, but that is, the fiscal officer has been told to pay these numbers. It's a point of record. Next thing on our agenda would be an executive session to discuss employee discipline. So I make a motion to go in. What?
I got one thing.
Sir.
I got a purchase order for salt for Cargill. Do we want to do that today? In the past, I've never done it. And George always just made the first order out, which he's done all the other ones that we've done. Do I need to turn the bill out?
I think we've got a lot to do today, so it's in.
We have the money and appropriations for it, correct?
Well, we will once she does the, like she's doing all the other purchase orders.
But in 20, you spent all the money we have in 2022.
Yes.
So 2023, I don't think I can make a purchase order out.
Well, I thought maybe since she's doing the HSAs that she wants this one too. We can wait, it's up to you.
We've just provided her a list of these. I mean, I would like to do
Let's
it.
Wait till next meeting.
Okay.
We'll wait till next week.
We'll have another meeting here next week, so, okay?
Yep.
Like to make a motion that we go into.
On the administration, do you need a total on that? Do you want to, we see what the total is on the administration?
For the blanket order and certificates?
Yeah.
What would you have for that?
Well, I just, should we be at least saying what the total would be?
No, you're not making a motion to approve anything for administration.
Not right now.
Okay.
So I don't think it makes any difference.
All right.
And you've approved the temporary budget that has appropriations for
correct
administration.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the issue is with, generally those purchase orders are made in the year, will be done next year. That's the normal thing. So I'm not sure what the issue is here with, I don't understand, quite honestly, what the request is for purchase orders for next year. But there's a lot I don't understand about what's been requested. So it's a lot of
unclear. Are we able to?
I'm fine. Okay, I just want to make sure that we're covering all the bases.
I'd like to make a motion that we go into executive session to discuss employee discipline.
Second.
It's now, roll call? It's now 3:50 p.m. And the people would be Chief Minnick, Prosecutor Lyons, myself, and Bruce Christopher.
You can call a roll.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Going into executive session. We're back from our executive session. It is 4:05 p.m. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right. The only other business I'm aware of, do you have other business you'd like to talk about? We have a form here that includes blanket certificate POs for fire and for the admin. I'd like to submit them as presented.
Second. Have you made a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to accept them as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
If there's nothing further, anything from you guys out there, I would make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
It is now 4:07, meeting adjourned.
That computer.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you. Meeting adjourned.